DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. Pope Benedict gave a final speech to a massive crowd today in St. Peter's Square on Wednesday. In the speech, he recalled moments of joy and light during his papacy, but also times of difficulty when it seemed like the Lord was sleeping. There was an estimated 150,000 people in the square, many holding aloft banners saying grazie, or thank you in Italian. Benedict has made this speech each week for 8 years to teach the world about the Catholic faith. He gave deep thanks to the people for respecting his decision to retire. Vatican officials said that the cardinals will begin meeting on Monday to decide when to set the date for the conclave to elect the next pope. Syrian warplanes carried out airstrikes on rebels trying to storm a police academy outside the city of Aleppo on Wednesday, while jihadi fighters battled government troops along a key supply road leading to the southeastern part of the city, said activists. The latest fighting came as the new U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said that Washington is looking for more concrete ways to help base the rebels in their fight to oust President Bashar Assad. Meanwhile, another key front in the battle for control of Aleppo is the city's international airport. Rebels have been trying for months to seize the facility and have made headway in recent weeks. The chances of breaking a post-election deadlock in Italy appeared slim Wednesday after the head of the Five-Star Movement leader Beppe Grillo ruled out supporting a minority government led by the center-left candidate Pierluigi Bersani, which won the most votes but failed to secure a majority. Bersani vowed to present to Parliament a government program focused on clean politics, social issues, and criticism of European austerity policies. If no government can be formed, new elections might be called, but only after a new president is elected by Parliament. Napolitano's term ends in May, and voting on a successor is scheduled to start on April 15th. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy told Parliament on Wednesday that Spain's 2012 budget deficit amounted to 6.7% of gross domestic product. While it is below the level of 7% that had been forecast by many analysts, it was still above the 6.3% target set for the country by the European Union. Spain's budget-cutting achievement will no doubt be welcomed by financial markets despite missing the goal set with Brussels. The United Nations was examining the possibility of a peacekeeping mission to Mali, said UN Secretary General for West Africa Saeed Jinit on Wednesday at the start of a two-day meeting of West African heads of states in Ivory Coast. Mali's President Diokounda Traoré had asked UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to support the transition to a UN peacekeeping mission from an African-led force combating Islamist insurgents there. The French resistance hero and Holocaust survivor Stefan Hessel has died at the age of 95, said his wife on Wednesday. Hessel joined Charles de Gaulle in exile during World War II, was waterboarded by the Nazis, escaped hanging in concentration camps, and took part in drafting the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. His 2010 manifesto, Time for Outrage, sold millions of copies and inspired protest movements worldwide. He was born in Germany to a Jewish family, which joined the Lutheran Church. In 1924, Hessel's parents moved to France. French President François Hollande praised the exceptional life of a man he said was a symbol of human dignity. European Union antitrust regulators have blocked the third attempt by Ryanair to buy Irish rival Aer Lingus. Ryanair branded the ruling politically motivated and vowed to challenge it in court. The European Commission, which vetoed Ryanair's first takeover bid for Aer Lingus in 2007, said on Wednesday that Ryanair had not offered sufficient concessions to ease concerns about the combined company's dominance or monopoly on 46 routes. And the classical U.S. pianist Van Cliburn has died at the age of 78. There are two games in the German Bundesliga Soccer League tonight. In the first game, Stuttgart playing at home beat Bochum 2-0. And in the second game, after 71 minutes, Bayern Munich is ahead 1-0 over Dortmund. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle News.